Astrology Forecast for the 2015 Scorpio Full Moon by Kathy Beal. The Scorpio Full Moon takes place on May 3rd or 4th, 2015 at 8:42 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11:42 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 3:42 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 13 Taurus 22, 13 Scorpio 22. May's Scorpio full moon continues the cleanup work we've been facing after the rockiness of March and April. The intensity and irrationality of the emotional purging may feel like an eclipse, but don't be fooled. Eclipse season is over until the fall. This moon is simply shining light even more deeply than it has gone so far this year. This moon's polarity always stirs issues of give and take, usually out of whack and never in your direction, it seems, of trust and betrayal, investments and return, cold hard cash, and all kinds of other issues we don't normally trot out into polite society. They can't stay in hiding now. Too much is dragging them out for airing. The sun and the moon are in close, direct contact with Pluto, ruler of Scorpio, and all of those aforementioned issues, as well as matters, impulses, and influences outside or below the normal scope of mortal existence. He's bearing down on the tender spot that got worked over in March and April, where the last battle in a 3-year life-altering struggle took place. The clash permanently reshaped the foundations of our lives and many a relationship. We're still feeling emotional shockwaves and, more importantly, still experiencing the emergence of startling little monsters we had no idea were within, crawling out of our very cells. Watch for more of them to crawl out now. The days before the full moon are enticing them, thanks to a passel of uncomfortable, anxiety-provoking aspects pitting Mercury and Mars against the outer planets. Don't stifle. Let the beasties surface. It's time for them to come out, so the new foundations can settle without their undermining interference. No matter how scary they might seem, no matter how uncomfortable their emergence might be, and it could affect your physical body, they'll lose their power in the light and possibly shrivel away. Some of them point to a need for validation, acknowledgement, recognition, or outlets for self-expression. The sun and the moon are making a T-square to Jupiter, a dynamic configuration that demands movement. Our rational and emotional sides are pressuring the inner child and our inherent need to shine and matter. The pressure will push some people into making a scene. Leo is one for drama and the spotlight, while others will respond by moving more fully into self-expression and generosity of spirit. For them, the pressure will act as a bellows, causing their inner light to expand its size and reach and shine bigger and brighter. For all, the ultimate release lies in expressing individual uniqueness. The discomfort that so many of us have with being ourselves, with it being acceptable to be ourselves, will translate into overcompensation now. Remember that if you observe an outburst that seems out of proportion to the surface trigger. People are phenomenally sensitive to not getting their due. If someone reads evil motives into innocent behavior, likely they feel that they are not receiving an appropriate and meaningful return on their investment in the situation. Could be financial, could be emotional, could be energetic, could be a reaction to something that happened years ago, likely not involving the same people as whatever is happening now. Could be paranoid and outright nuts to anyone but the person making the outburst. Although, not necessarily. The person doing the venting may well suspect that something's out of kilter. It's easy not to be sure of much of anything right now, thanks to the square Saturn is making to Neptune. Saturn rules structure and Neptune is absolute formlessness. Saturn is in the sign of our worldview and Neptune is in his home base of transcendence. Their pressure will abate during the summer, then return and peak in the fall. For now, they raise the ongoing question of what is reality and what is an illusion. Use this weird mix of energies to your benefit. Actively look for evidence of rot, decay, or unhealthiness that you would benefit from addressing. If you're overdue for a meltdown, go privately nuts. Let your inner child pour out her darkest, most irrational fears. Listen to them. For one thing, it'll help adult you to get them out of your system. For another, they may indicate where reciprocity is out of balance for you. As for what you observe coming out of others, looking at the weekend as Halloween in May will keep it in perspective. Ghouls and goblins may be on the prowl. Tread lightly and kindly. If what you see sets you off, consider whether, or rather why, it is reverberating in you. Open that baggage up. Clean it out. Leave it at the curb. You're creating space for your light to expand and for soothing, healing emotions to rush in later in the month. Tackle the beasties. Face those fears. Purge, baby. Purge. About the author, Kathy Beal has been a professional astrologer and psychic for more than 30 years. Book a session with her by visiting empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for her newsletter, listen to her weekly podcasts, and purchase her recordings. You can also follow her daily insights and whimsical photos on Facebook at /empowermentunlimited and find her at the Professional Aquarian YouTube channel.